Presentation of the North Bay Report on KRCB is made possible by our members and by SolarWorks, reminding you that SolarWorks offers public going solar workshops to answer all your questions about solar electricity. More information at solarworksca.com.
This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. This week's second stage California primary was an unusually low-key election, but much more attention will be focused on the November general election coming up. The bigger consideration is what will come next after 8 long years of George W. Bush as president.
If we were to roll back these 8 years, we wouldn't begin to be able to suggest that the horrors that we've seen would be perpetrated on us in the world.
But Peter Lawfer is not looking back. Instead, the Bodega Bay-based journalist has co-authored a new book intended to frame a constructive approach to the next few years. It's called Hope is a Tattered Flag. The title comes from a Carl Sandburg poem, and it consists of interviews transcribed and edited from the Washington Monthly on the Radio program that Lawfer co-hosts with the Monthly's president and publisher, Marcos Konolakis. The subtitle is Voices of Reason and Change for the Post-Bush Era. Lawfer notes that some of those voices may be a surprise.
Well, we talked to Tom Tancredo, and we talked to Patrick Buchanan, a couple of guys that we certainly don't march to the same drummer regarding politics, but we think it's really important to try to mend everywhere we can in society, and particularly in conversations that deal with politics and policies, mend this perverse, divisive reality that we're inheriting right now, where it's so us and them. That's not what we all grew up with. We all grew up with trying to find commonality, and that's what we try to find with this book, and that's why we engage a Tom Tancredo or a Pat Buchanan.
Of course, there are familiar names as well. Daniel Ellsberg, Bill Richardson, Theodore Sorensen, and Bill McKibben among them. But Lawfer says the goal was to find common ground with people coming from a wide variety of viewpoints.
For example, with Tom Tancredo, I personally am in favor of an open border with Mexico. It couldn't be more diametrically in opposition to Tom Tancredo's points of view. However, he points out that it is illegal to come across the border right now without proper documentation. So we can meet at that point and then talk about what needs to be done regarding the reality of immigration. We can find points of commonality with almost anyone. All of us can.
A common thread throughout the conversations is the focus on a constructive approach to the next administration, whoever may lead it. Even the authors, as they participate in the transcribed conversations, are not identified by name, but jointly just as Hope.
We can't continue to exist in this national mentality of despair and depression. We do have so much to be thankful for. We have so much to fix, and we have such great resources to fix them. Many of those resources, the kind of people that we talk to in this book and their ideas, hope is critical.
Ultimately, says Lawfer, holding hope and acting on it can be seen as a new embodiment of a word that has been sadly tarnished in recent years. Patriotism.
We're not going to allow these rogues to take over patriotism. Patriotism is right out the window here as we look out and see the beauty of the landscape of Sonoma County and the hills beyond. Patriotism is the two of us sitting here in this radio station that's supported by your listeners, talking freely about our opinions. Patriotism is taking this country back from those who have done it such damage these last 8 years.
I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.